Our culture is angry. But instead of joining the angry protests and marches, Diane Strack is getting crowds of women together to pray. I had the privilege of talking to Diane about how God led her to start a ministry called She Loves Out Loud, and how it's impacting our nation. I did the interview on my cell phone, so the sound might seem a little different to you, but you won't want to miss our conversation. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Charisma News Podcast. I'm your host today, Jenny Rose Spauto, the online news director, and I have on the phone with me today someone very special. Her name is Diane Strack, and she has such a heart for women. She has God's heart for women, and I think that those of you listening today are going to be really blessed by what she has to share. So first of all, Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so good to be here with you.
Oh, awesome. It's great to talk to you. So, Diane, you have such an interesting ministry because you are gathering women with a heart to inspire women to pray, which I personally think is something our nation really needs right now. But can you tell me a little bit about your ministry and how it started?
Yes, and I want to tell you that I'm speaking to you today from Washington, D.C., and looking out the window at our Capitol, and yes, we do need to pray for our country, and that is part of what we want to do, is pray for our children and the next generation and for our country to honor God. But some years ago, I've been mentored and had a sweet time of prayer with Vonette Bride, who was the co-founder of Campus Crusade, and in her last days, the Lord spoke to her, and she continually would call me and others to her home with this one singular message: gather the women to pray. It's the only hope for our nation. Well, hearing that message, I of course said yes, I would, but I had no idea, how does one woman start a prayer movement across America? And so I just began to pray and pray, and that whisper would not leave me. Her whisper just grew louder and louder. And, you know, one day I was watching the Angry Women's Movement, and my heart was broken because as I looked at the anger, the Lord said to me, Diane, don't let that be the last word. Don't let women think they have to stay in anger and bitterness and pain. They've got to know there's a Father who loves them unconditionally. They've got to know there's a Savior who makes all things new. And they need to know there's a Spirit who gives comfort and heals and brings joy to the mouth. And so I continued to pray. And as I did, I called three friends, said, pray with me. They did. And then they called a few friends. And 1 year ago this week, we met in Washington, D.C. around the conference table at the Museum of the Bible. And the Lord brought in 10 women I'd never met before, and I didn't invite. Someone else did. We gathered around that table and we prayed. The Lord spoke to every one of us in single heart. And we began She Loves Out Loud, the prayer movement for all women.
Oh, that's so awesome. So you mentioned that you gathered the women to pray last year. Can you tell me some of the things you guys really interceded for?
You know, as we all sat around the table, the biggest thing on our heart was that I think almost every one of us in that room had experienced some sort of pain, emotional pain in our life, whether some of them had gone through abuse, some of them had gone through betrayals, some of us had just gone through various types of emotional pain, and yet we had been healed. And so all of us in one heart felt, you know, we've got to tell everyone, we've got to share this, but it can't be just telling words and just saying things. We've got to show them. So She Loves Out Loud is about making friends with people who think differently than you do and saying, hey, I just want to listen to you. I just want to hear your heart, and I want to pray with you and for you. It's about saying to women you know are hurting, can I pray with you? Can I share with you how I found peace? So it's not that our words need to be louder. It's that our hearts need to be louder. And so that's what has come out of She Loves Out Loud.
Well, I find that very interesting because that type of listening, inclusive rhetoric just sounds so different to me than what you hear a lot of times in our culture, where it's almost very divisive. Would you agree?
Yes. What we're hearing now is, I don't want to hear it. But I want to go back to that for a second and say that I was once one of those, I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. So that takes us into the responsibility we have is not necessarily just to tell, but the responsibility that we have as children who belong to the Lord Jesus, as children who are daughters of God, is to pray for women and to pray with women and to pray for women so that they can receive this healing as well, and so that they can find this joy as well, this salvation as well. And so it's not just telling, but just like you said, I'm here today at the National Prayer Breakfast, as I mentioned to you, in D.C., and there are people here from almost 100 countries around the world.
Wow.
Different types of dress, different types of belief. They're here to pray, but they may not pray the way that we pray. And yet all of them, as they walk the halls, are spending time listening to one another and saying, tell me about your faith. Tell me about what you believe. And we're sharing with one another why we believe what we believe. And we're praying in the halls, in the lobbies, in the room tomorrow. And I believe that's what it's going to take to see our nation change. Listening, not to change our beliefs, but to care with compassion. And here's something I want to say, and I hope every woman that is listening understands. We see you. We hear you. We're praying for you. And we love you just the way you are, but we love you too much to not share with you the wonderful hope and healing that we have found, the wonderful transformation and restoration that we've experienced.
Absolutely. I love how you just phrased that. I want to ask you a little bit more about an upcoming event you have. It's on February 15th. It's She Loves Out Loud. What exactly is taking place? Where is it? When is it? Tell me about it.
Well, it's coming to your home or your church or your pregnancy center, and even we have several rescue missions by live stream, and it's totally free. If you go to shelovesoutloud.org and just click on Join the Movement, you'll receive instructions on how to join us on February 15th. And we have some of the most amazing and inspiring stories of women whose lives have been totally restored and transformed. We have messages on anxiety and depression. We have abortion survivor with her adoptive mom talking about adoption and foster. We have a message on praying for your children. We have a couple who has been through a pornography addiction and betrayal in their marriage, and they divorced, and 6 years later, the Lord totally did a work in both of their lives separately, healed them, and has brought them back together. We have a huge celebration, if you will, going on in Memphis, Tennessee, that we will bring to you live stream on race relations. You're going to love it. It's 40 diverse churches that have come together with 100-piece or choir to stand and to give a message of peace and healing and what a genuine friendship looks like. So we have so many wonderful themes for women, and in between each story, each true story of restoration and hope, we'll have prayer time so that they're in your group at your church or your, wherever you are. A lot of ours are home groups, by the way. We have quite a few home groups across the 50 states. You'll have time to literally pray with and for each other. We'll have scripture on the screen so that if you're not used to praying, no problem, because we're going to pray through scriptures together. We're going to pray through the Word of God, claiming those promises and claiming that healing as we're praying. A woman wants to raise her hand or stand, or she doesn't want to do anything but sit. We'll come around her and we'll pray over her. And we're praying for God to do a mighty work in the lives of women on February 15th, 2020.
Absolutely. Amen. We pray for that. So let me ask you this. How many women came last year for prayer, and how many are you expecting this year?
So this is our first year. Last year was just our founding meeting with 10 people around the table.
Gotcha.
And we didn't know what we were going to do. We just said, we're going to do She Loves Out Loud. We didn't know what it's going to look like. But what the Lord has done is several months ago, James Robinson said, how about I give you my studio and my staff, my production equipment and everything, and you hold it here in our studio live today. And we were just flabbergasted.
Wow.
And said, of course, yes. So we'll be broadcasting out of of that studio with a beautiful set that they put together for us, fabulous lighting and technical people coming in from three different states who are working with us. Lifeway Digital called us and said, we'll host you. We have 2 million people on our platform. Could we host you? And we said, absolutely. God TV, PureFlix has just come on. So we have the ability technically to reach several million people, several million women, but we also have about 1,000 to 2,000 various groups of churches and homes and pregnancy centers that are holding events at their organizations, and they'll be tuning in via free live stream. So anybody, anywhere, I have people calling and saying, I'm going to be traveling. I'll just watch it on my phone. And I'm like, that's great, but you should do it with someone, you know, because the whole purpose is to pray with another woman and to have a healthy, genuine relationship that comes about through prayer.
Absolutely. And I think that's honestly the answer to a lot of the issues, like what you were saying, that women are struggling with nowadays. I think so many feel alone. And part of the reason they feel alone is they feel that distance from the Lord. So I love that you guys are bringing women not just closer to the Lord, but also closer to each other. I think that is such a beautiful response to the brokenness we're seeing in our culture.
So the scripture says it's not good to be alone. And we're not just talking about marriage, but aloneness will rob you, will steal from your soul. And so women who are living in a world of virtual friendships or casual, see you at church, Bible study, hi, goodbye, are dying inside. And we're saying when you pray with someone, that's a whole different level of intimacy and joy that comes into your heart.
Absolutely. So now I'm curious, what else are you guys working on in your ministry?
Well, we're going to follow up with the She Loves Out Loud podcast, which we're really excited about. Mm-hmm. We're forming a Women on a Mission where we're going to do some mission trips together. We are women who love to have a lot of fun as well as have prayer ministry together. So we thought, well, let's just take this and do some of those kind of things. So you'll find that on our website, shelovesoutloud.org, coming soon, our podcast and our Women on a Mission trips that we're doing. And we're just excited about, you know, everything we're doing. By the way, our speakers are not charging us. They're volunteers as well. All of our people who are working with us have just come alongside us. And what you'll love this. I've never met the woman who designed our website, and she gave it to us as a gift. Never even met her. I never met the man who's running some of our technical. He's a pastor. I've never met him. He lives in California. He felt the call and just contacted me. So across America, women and men who are hearing about it are saying, this is the spirit that lives in my heart, and I want to join with you in this vision. And you know, when we have one united heart, and it's a heart of prayer for praise and intercession, oh my goodness, think about that one day when all across really the planet, we are praying through the same scriptures in praise to our God. I imagine that even He is excited mm-hmm. about all those voices coming together.
Absolutely. I can only imagine, right? Mm-hmm. So before we go, because you've answered all my questions, but before we go, I want to give you the opportunity. Is there anything else that you really feel the people listening today need to know or they need to hear?
Well, they need to hear that they need to join us at shelovesoutloud.org, first yes. of all. Thank you for that. But I think if I would share with anything that I've learned out of this is rest in the sovereignty of God. He is so great and so big and so magnificent, so creative, and wants to give us an amazing life, not just a get-by life. And so ask Him, just simply ask Him as I did, what do you want me to do? And ask a few friends to pray with you about that. And watch, you know, what we've been seeing is the story of manna from heaven. I literally have opened my computer and every day there has been someone else contacting me with a help, with an addition, with wanting to get involved. And it has sincerely just come from the Lord. We all laughingly say not one of us can have an ego because we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't have a strategy. We can only say and point to the Lord Jesus has brought this together for his glory. And he longs to do that. I sign every one of my emails, always expect amazing. And Ephesians 3:20 is my verse. And to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we ask or even imagine. And he has certainly shown me that through She Loves Out Loud that began with a simple phone call, gather the women to pray.
Amen. And it sounds like you were just obedient to the word God gave you, and he did all the rest, which is just how God works. It's so amazing.
It is. Stand back and let me do, give me some more, is what he's saying.
Yes, just stand back, let me do my thing. You don't
That's
have
right.
to get the ego involved.
Exactly.
Oh, it's so good. Exactly. Well, Diane, again, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really think that this ministry that God is starting through you and through the women around you can really make a difference in our culture. So thank you for sharing today.
Thank you. That's our prayer. God bless you. And I'll see you on February 15th at shelovesoutloud.org.
Amen. Listeners, once more, that is She Loves Out Loud, just like it's spelled, just like it sounds, .org. Awesome. Diane, have a great day.
Thank you.